MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico is once again making national headlines after reports surfaced raising questions about the apparent lack of action by the state's so-called Truth Commission, tasked with investigating Jeffrey Epstein's activities tied to Zorro Ranch. In a recent national television interview, Representatives Rebecca Dow and Stephanie Lord appeared on various broadcasts stating the commission's responsibility is clear and cannot be limited to a narrow review, and that it must stay focused on Epstein's victims and avoid becoming politicized. Dow linked the ranch allegations to broader concerns about missing and exploited women in New Mexico, including on tribal land, and said the commission would fall short if it failed to identify reforms aimed at preventing future abuse.
Investigation meets its purpose. The victim should stay front and center. It should not be politicized, and no stone should be left unturned. Part of that is looking at the systematic failures that allows New Mexico to be a place where sex traffickers and those predators who prey on vulnerable populations continue to be sheltered. And so what are the laws, what are the policies and procedures, and what are the political powers that allow this to continue?
In New Mexico, small businesses and private nonprofits affected by storms and flooding in 2025 have about a month left to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans. U.S. Small Business Administration relief is available to offset economic losses caused by severe storms, flooding, and landslides occurring June 23rd through August 5th of 2025. The disaster declaration covers the New Mexico counties of Chavez, Dabaca, Doña Ana, Guadalupe, Lincoln, Luna, Otero, Sierra, Socorro, and Torrance, as well as the Texas county of El Paso. And closing arguments have concluded in the case of New Mexico versus Meta, where the state accuses the social media giant of knowingly allowing child sexual exploitation on its platforms. The case is now in the hands of the jury, with New Mexico seeking $2.2 billion in penalties for Meta. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.